but I'm just a rock chick.
I would describe my music and my sound as Avril Lavigne.
The best damn thing.
Welcome back to another episode of the Best Damn Avril Lavigne podcast, a facts and trivia-based podcast about Canadian pop singer Avril Lavigne. I'm your host, Andrew DeFrancesco. In this edition of the Best Damn Avril Lavigne podcast, we're celebrating the 20th anniversary of Avril's sophomore album, Under My Skin. In this episode, we're going to discuss everything about this fan-favorite album, plus reminisce about some of the most memorable moments and best performances from the Under My Skin era. But before we begin, I'd first like to address some recent news and events that have happened with Avril since our last episode. Please note, I'm recording this episode well in advance, so there may be some info missing here, and there may be some events planned around the Under My Skin anniversary not included here, but they will be covered in the next episode. On February 1st, Avril attended an event for her record label DTA. On February 2nd, she performed Eyes Wide Shut at a Millennium concert at SoFi Stadium in Los Angeles. On February 3rd, she attended the annual Clive Davis pre-Grammys party. On February 9th, Avril's former collaborator Lauren Christie released a dark ballad version of Skater Boy off her new project, Their Hits My Way. On February 21st, snippets of two songs leaked called Rap Star and Boy at the Rock Show, however they were not widely circulated. The songs are believed to be scrapped tracks from Avril's 8th album. In early 2023, Travis Barker had made reference to Rap Star in a comment on Avril's Instagram. Boy at the Rock Show is a reworking of the Blink-182 song The Rock Show off their 2001 album Take Off Your Pants and Jacket. On February 25th, Avril released a mini-documentary of never-before-seen footage from the Canadian Bite Me tour to celebrate the two-year anniversary of Love Sucks. In the month of February, the Under My Skin single Nobody's Home began to go viral on TikTok. However, all of Avril's music was later removed from the platform due to disagreements about artist compensation. On March 10th, Avril attended the 32nd annual Elton John AIDS Foundation Academy Awards viewing party. Other celebrities in attendance included Kesha, Real Housewives of Beverly Hills star Kyle Richards, fashion designer Gram Gavasalia, and Avril's former manager Jen Tolman. On March 14th, pre-orders went up for official Avril Funko Pop figures. One is themed after the Let Go album, which will be released on May 27th, while the other is modeled after her look from the Skater Boy video and will be released on June 22nd. It is currently unknown if Funko will release more figures or any retailer-exclusive ones. On April 1st, Avril attended the iHeartRadio Music Awards and presented Green Day on stage. On May 22nd, Avril began the Greatest Hits tour at Rogers Arena in Vancouver, Canada. Avril will also participate in Bedford Summer Sessions in Bedford, UK on June 29th, and she will also play the Glastonbury Festival in the UK on June 30th. Additionally, more dates were added to the North American leg of the Greatest Hits tour. So with that, let's get into our Under My Skin celebration. I actually did an entire episode with facts and trivia on the album as well as each song as one of the very first episodes of this podcast, so feel free to go back and have a listen if you missed it. First, I thought we should begin by discussing some general facts about the album and interesting bits of trivia. Here's some fast facts about the Under My Skin album. It was released worldwide on May 25th, 2004 from Arista Records and would be her final album with that label. It debuted at number one on the Billboard 200 album chart, selling 381,000 copies in its first week of release. It was her first album to debut at number one and one of only two of her albums so far that have debuted at number one. It's also her best-selling album to date in terms of first-week sales. To date, it has been certified 3 times platinum in the US and is estimated to have sold about 10 million copies worldwide. Avril was much more involved with the production of this album than her previous album, Let Go. She was more involved with the songwriting and handpicked all of the writers and producers that she worked with. She did not have an A&R, artist and repertoire person, who would normally help develop the direction of the album and act as a liaison between the artist and the label. Avril expressed that she did not want an A&R person involved and that she didn't let the label hear anything until she was finished. The label would call her asking for updates on the progress of the album, with Avril expressing that she didn't want to feel pressure from the label, fearing it would negatively influence her songwriting. On her website, Avril stated that she had learned a lot since her first record, Let Go, saying, "I was involved in every aspect of making this record. I'm very hands-on. I knew how I wanted the drums, the guitar tones, and the structures to be. I understand the whole process so much better this time because I've been through it. I'm really picky with my sound." The main writers and producers Avril worked with for Under My Skin were Chantal Kreviazak, Chantal's husband Ray Mida of the band Our Lady Peace, Don Gilmore, bandmates and friends Evan Taubenfeld and Matt Brann, Ben Moody of the band Evanescence, and Butch Walker. There are 4 songs on Under My Skin that Avril wrote all of the lyrics to, Take Me Away, Don't Tell Me, Nobody's Home, and Freak Out. She's credited with playing guitar and Slipped Away. She also was involved with the string arrangement for How Does It Feel, along with Rain and Chantal. Her favorite song on the album is Together. The singles released from the album were Don't Tell Me, My Happy Ending, Nobody's Home, and He Wasn't. Fall to Pieces was released as a promotional single in the US instead of He Wasn't. Avril later revealed in an interview with The Guardian in 2019 that she initially wanted My Happy Ending to be the lead single, but the label pushed for Don't Tell Me. The closing track, Slipped Away, is dedicated to Avril's grandfather, who passed away while Avril was on the Try to Shut Me Up tour in March 2003. A B-side for the album called Daydream was given to Nickelodeon star Miranda Cosgrove, who recorded it for her debut album Sparks Fly in 2010. Avril was thinking about album titles while on an airplane. A working title was Inside My Head, based on a lyric from Take Me Away. According to the interview with The Guardian, Avril explained that she only had 6 months to work on the album because the first one did so well. She said the label made her release the album before she was ready. The week that Don't Tell Me hit radio, Avril embarked on a 21-city acoustic promo tour in the US and Canada called the Live and by Surprise Mall Tour with her guitarist Evan Taubenfeld. Shows were announced only 48 hours in advance. Selections from the Mall Tour performances were released as a compilation album called Avril Live Acoustic, sold exclusively at Target stores. The supporting tour for Under My Skin was the Bones Tour, which is her longest-running tour to date with 145 shows that spanned 1 year. And in 2005, Under My Skin was nominated for the Juno Award for Best Album of the Year and won for Best Pop Album. Second albums are notoriously tough to navigate in the music industry, so much so that they're actually infamously labeled a sophomore slump when they don't fare as well as their predecessor. For artists who are lucky enough to have a hit right out of the gate, the way Avril was with the multi-platinum, Grammy-nominated Let Go, they now face immense pressure to meet, if not exceed, the same high standard. At the time she set out to follow up the massive success of her debut album, Avril was just a few months shy of her 19th birthday. She had just come off a lucrative world tour after a whirlwind year of nonstop promo and appearances. Let Go catapulted Avril into instant fame and nearly overnight success, spawned by the hit singles Complicated, Skater Boy, and I'm With You, which earned her numerous accolades from the most prestigious award shows in the industry. It'd be a daunting task for anyone to try to follow up, regardless of age or experience. But as we know, Avril Lavigne isn't just anyone. To her most dedicated fans that know Avril as an artist inside and out, it may come as no surprise that she wasn't fazed by the mammoth task set before her to create a follow-up to her monumental debut. She only cared about making music she was proud of and challenging herself as an artist, which is why she took charge of calling most of the shots this time around. The growth is palpable, as Avril is credited with writing all of the lyrics to one-third of the album's tracks. The crunchy, grungy guitar riffs and strong rock production show a more grown-up version of the Avril that we only saw glimpses of on Let Go. Under My Skin is a solid follow-up, building on the foundation set by its predecessor, but with so much more to say in its lyrical and emotional depth. Avril's wailing Amy Lee-esque vocals demonstrate her growth as a singer, and she even takes a stab at production for the first time by helping to compose the string arrangements and How Does It Feel. Besides the musical growth, Avril also further evolved in her fashion style to accompany the darker tone of her new music, adopting a more gothic look with lots of black, bondage pants, and creeper shoes, and she even started wearing more skirts and dresses, something she was rarely seen in only a couple years prior. While she also kept her signature smoky eye makeup, she'd often experiment with additions of red or orange eyeshadow. She darkened up her signature pin-straight hair with black streaks, which are now synonymous with the Under My Skin era, and later shockingly dyed her locks completely blonde. While Avril has gone on to release many more fantastic albums in the last 20-plus years, Under My Skin remains the fan-favorite record to this day, and is the album fans consistently name as some of her best work. Whenever Avril gives fans a chance to request songs during her concerts, the introspective Nobody's Home always tops the list, and My Happy Ending has been a mainstay on her concert setlist for years. Avril brought these songs to life in several live performances throughout the era, whether it was acoustically during the Live and by Surprise Mall Tour, or with her band during the Bones Tour or other promo appearances. Besides growing as a singer and songwriter, it was clear Avril had also improved immensely as a performer and musician. While she had dabbled in a little guitar playing during the previous era, she polished her chops much more this time around by adding in piano and drums during her sets as well. Here are some of my personal top favorite or most memorable live performances from the Under My Skin era. The most notable performance of the Under My Skin era is the Budokan show of the Bones Tour, which was filmed professionally for a DVD release. While the DVD itself was only sold in Japan, you can find the full concert on YouTube. This show is unanimously praised by fans as being one of Avril's best concert performances of her entire career due to her vocal performance, energy, and instrument playing. Some highlights include the performances of Unwanted, Take Me Away, Together, Forgotten, Nobody's Home, and Slipped Away. In 2004, Avril recorded not one but two acoustic sets for AOL Sessions. In the first appearance, she was actually sick, so they decided to have her come back for a redo. Both recordings show Avril in a stripped-down setting accompanied by her trusty guitarist Evan Taubenfeld as the two musical besties whip through some of Under My Skin's catchiest tracks, plus a cover of Bob Dylan's Knockin' on Heaven's Door. In the re-recorded session in particular, Avril's crystal-clear voice shines magnificently. There's also some added fun when they jokingly attempt to cover it the Weird Al parody of Avril's hit Complicated and Sum 41's Fat Lip. Any fans of the Avril Evan duo will enjoy an acoustic set recorded in 2004 for Live 6 in Simpatico, a very rare performance which can be found on YouTube. Towards the end of My Happy Ending, Avril begins cracking up at Evan and the two have some playful banter as Evan is teasing Avril for her signature move while she plays guitar. This performance puts their adorable friendship and incredible musical chemistry front and center. As previously mentioned, some of Avril's performances during the Acoustic Mall Tour were compiled into the EP Avril Live Acoustic, which was sold exclusively at Target stores. The tracks were also later featured on the 2010 compilation album Essential Mixes. This EP showcases the rocky tracks of Under My Skin in a whole new way, stripped down to simple acoustic renditions, and displays some of Avril's strongest, brightest vocals of her career. Shortly after the album's release, Avril performed for Much Music Intimate and Interactive on May 28, 2004. She showcased several songs from the new album with incredible vocals and showed her skills on both guitar and piano. This set features a rare acoustic performance of the album track Together, a song which Avril would otherwise play piano on for other performances. On June 6th, Avril was part of the lineup for the Rock im Ring Festival in Nuremberg, Germany, the largest music festival in Germany. She performed to a crowd of 65,000 people, one of the largest crowds she's ever played in her career. Her set was professionally filmed and is one of the highest quality performances fans can find from that era. Other acts in the lineup included Red Hot Chili Peppers, Muse, Nickelback, Evanescence, Bad Religion, Linkin Park, Motorhead, Korn, Three Doors Down, and more. In 2004, Avril performed Iris by the Goo Goo Dolls with the band's frontman Johnny Resnick for an event called Fashion Rocks, taped on September 8th at Radio City Music Hall in New York City and televised on September 26th. Avril has said many times that Iris is one of her favorite songs, and it was even the song she and Derek Whibley danced to as their first dance when they married in 2006. On December 4th, Avril made a guest appearance on the sketch comedy show Mad TV, appearing in a skit about sex education where she played a character named Melanie and referenced her song Don't Tell Me. Later in the show, she performed her then-current single Nobody's Home acoustically, accompanying herself on guitar. What's actually really interesting about this performance is that Avril was sick, yet I think she still sounds amazing during this performance. She shows she can stand on her own by performing a song she wrote herself while also accompanying herself. On February 11, 2005, Avril performed Ironic by Alanis Morissette with her at a show at the House of Blues in West Hollywood. There is an audio recording of the performance available on YouTube, but there is no video of the full performance. The only video clip that exists is a very brief portion of the performance that was included during an interview Avril did during that time. They also performed Losing Grip. This performance is super special since Avril has always been a huge Alanis fan, and you can really hear how much Alanis' singing influenced Avril's own vocal performance. It's also interesting to hear Alanis sing Losing Grip, since the song is definitely very Alanis-inspired. On February 26, 2006, Avril performed the album track Who Knows at the closing ceremonies of the Winter Olympics in Turin, Italy. Avril was selected as a performer since the next Winter Olympic Games would be held in her native Canada in Vancouver in 2010. This was a special and memorable performance to cap off the Under My Skin era, since the Olympics are only held once every 4 years, and Who Knows in particular was a track she rarely performed outside of tour appearances. Aside from music, the Under My Skin era also saw Avril beginning to branch out into other areas besides music. She made her film debut in the animated DreamWorks feature Over the Hedge, where she played the role of a possum named Heather alongside William Shatner, who played Heather's dad. Additionally, she had a small role in the film Fast Food Nation, based on the book of the same name, which Avril was a big fan of and why she was interested in the role. Both films were released in 2006, as Avril was beginning to work on what would become her third album, The Best Damn Thing. In December 2005, she also signed on for a part in the indie drama The Flock, though this film did not get released until 2007. Besides acting in films, Avril also lent her music to movies by doing a memorable pop-punk rendition of the SpongeBob SquarePants theme song for the cartoon's feature film debut, and the Under My Skin bonus track I Always Get What I Want was featured in the hit Disney film The Princess Diaries 2, starring Anne Hathaway and Julie Andrews. Aside from acting, Avril also brought her talents to Ford models and traded her skate-punk style in for a preppier look as she appeared in several fashion spreads. At this time, she was also working on the beginnings of what would become her clothing line Abby Dawn, which debuted in 2008. While her professional life and career was thriving, so was her personal life, as she began dating Sum 41 frontman Derek Whibley during this era, and the two rockers married in July 2006. He would go on to help produce Avril's next record, The Best Damn Thing. While sadly the couple divorced in 2009, Avril and Derek have remained good friends and stay in touch. Now onto some memorable moments. While promoting the Under My Skin album in an appearance on MTV's TRL in May 2004, Avril flipped the middle finger on camera, which violated FCC broadcast rules and resulted in Avril getting banned from the show, although she would be reinstated a few years later. The moment was later included in a compilation of the show's most shocking moments, ranking third overall. She also addressed it in an interview with MTV in 2022 and recalled when her manager told her she'd been banned. For the Show of the Bones tour on Halloween in 2004, Avril came out to the stage dressed as a Hooters waitress and sang a cover of Hey Ya by Outkast, which was one of her favorite songs at the time. In August 2005, Avril was officially punked when she was tricked into thinking she had destroyed someone's car on an episode of the popular prank show hosted by Ashton Kutcher. And ending on a high note, our last memorable moment from the Under My Skin era occurred on February 23, 2005, when Avril took part in a pub quiz on the UK edition of Total Request Live. She participated with the members of Simple Plan, naming themselves the Canadian Connection. Avril was very proud of herself for knowing the answer to the quiz's final question concerning the year Canada became a self-governing nation. It was 1867. You can find the video of this segment on YouTube. Those were some of my personal favorite performances and most memorable moments from the Under My Skin era, but of course there are so many more. I'd love to know which ones are your favorites over on the official podcast Instagram page at Best Damn Avril Pod, where I'll be posting some of the performances and moments we discussed here. Before we wrap up this episode, I'd like to recommend some of my personal favorite documentaries if you're interested in reliving the Under My Skin era or perhaps even experiencing it for the first time. Some of the best ones include The Bones Tour Live in Budokan, which also contains a short behind-the-scenes featurette, The Under My Skin and Bones Tour Diaries, MTV Summer Sonic 2004, and a documentary called Killing Time that was released on Avril's website showing Avril backstage before a show. And with that, we conclude our celebration of 20 years of Under My Skin here on the Best Damn Avril Lavigne podcast. Of course, there's so many other moments that made this era memorable and special that I'm sure I missed. So let me know your favorite memories and performances over on the podcast Instagram page at Best Damn Avril Pod or email bestdamnavrilpod@yahoo.com. And if you enjoyed the show, be sure to subscribe on your favorite podcast platform so you can be the first to know when a new episode drops. And don't forget to leave a rating or a view as well. We're currently streaming on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and Audible. Join me again next time on the Best Damn Avril Lavigne podcast and a happy 20 years to Under My Skin. Here's to 20 more. The Best Damn Avril Lavigne podcast is hosted, produced, and edited by Andrea DeFrancesco. Theme music is HD and Lights by J. Powell Flix. Follow the latest podcast news on Instagram at Best Damn Avril Pod or email bestdamnavrilpod@yahoo.com.